to gather together and to become the body of Christ for and with one another. May you indeed be at peace as we gather in this house of peace. I invite us to call one another to worship, to center our minds and our attentions, to open our hearts and one another and ourselves to God and to one another. There are words that we can share together. We can share them responsibly. There are parts that are bold, and that's for you, and because you are the bold, and I am the not as bold. And you're going to start just to keep you on your toes. So I invite us to call one another to worship today. And go. The lure of selfish living whispers in my ears. Opportunities to profit from another's pain constantly cross my path. Even if I avoid those traps, the temptation to scorn others. Robert Thompson. Their roots go down deep, drawing strength from the whole history of human experience, waters that will never dry up.
They must have strength to bear fruit at all. They will not be there in tough times. God knows who is in the right. We will see whose works arise when the winter comes.
And now, beloved trees, standing by a lake, I invite you to rise as you are able, in body or in spirit. Join to sing our opening hymn, When Morning Gilds the Sky.
Jesus Christ, he prays.
to allow yourself to be cognizant and aware of the presence of God within you and all around you, to draw strength and love, joy and peace from the Holy One, the Divine. Draw your attention to the presence of God within you and all around you, to be cognizant of and to Jesus Christ repair, to recognize the power of Christ within you and flowing through you and through all the people who are around you, that we do not hold on to this power, but we are channels of it. And that each one of us is connected to God in a unique and wonderful way. We can celebrate the wonderful ways in which God shows up in the people around us and in the ways that God presents us with God's self, through joy, through concern, through challenge, and through every aspect of our life together. That we learn how to become the body of Christ together, by sharing one another's joy and carrying one another's burden. So I invite you, as you are able, as you feel guided by the Spirit, to share your joys and your concerns, to lift aloud what is on your heart today.
My joy is we have another mission meal under our belt. I'd like all of the ladies who worked in the kitchen and came to serve at our mission meal at Chuck Drop-In Center to stand up. Hello?
I'm shy about it.
We had a great time, very busy, hardworking. We started at 10 in the morning, and we didn't get the food in the food safes until 3. And we were there at 4:15 and served the meal. Everybody was happy and it was good. And that is a joy in my life that I really like to do. And that's why I love this church, because they give me the opportunity to do mission projects.
She had been living at Bay Shore for over a year. It's a joy because her faith was very important to her, and she's now out of her physical misery and with the Lord, and for that we give thanks to God.
May her memory be a blessing.
Thank you.
How is Peggy Rich?
She's at Viewcrest and doing better each day.
And prayers also for Charlotte Van Gilder and her family, and for her husband. I don't know her husband's name, but they are both in the hospital at St. Luke's. And are you okay with this? I don't know if it's a joy or a concern. You can maybe tell me later, but Steve and I are going to get married. I am so happy. by your grace, we are who we are, your children, your people, your church, praying together as Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I invite you to join in singing our hymn, In Christ Alone.
Thank you.
Romans, we're talking about blessings. Are you blessed? Do you know what a blessing is? Oh. Do you know what a blessing is? Sort of. Yeah. What's your idea of a blessing? You have an idea what a blessing is? You know what a blessing is? Oh, it's okay. We call blessings are good things that we have, and I'm like, yeah, you know about good things. What are some good things that you have in your life? Are you blessed? Shelter.
Grandma.
So your grandma is Anna Faye. I think Faye is back there. Yeah, she's a good thing. She's a blessing in your life. We know we are blessed because we can count. We can count on our fingers all the good things that we have. Do you know? Can you count on your? Maybe sometimes you can. Just do it every day. Count your blessings. Count the good things in your life. Count them one by one. There's a song that goes like this. But it's a helpful thing to remember because we forget. Sometimes the bad things, do you have bad things in your life? They are noisy and they feel overwhelming. And the good things in our lives, like grandmas and shelter, we forget them. But the good things in our lives have power to bless us, to remind us, to move us forward, to let go of bad things and not be weighed down by them. We have, do you know what the word blessed means? Do you know what the word blessed means? Well, I don't know if I should say these. Like, I don't know child development very well. But, so the word bless is from the German word. Does that give you any hints where I'm going here? All right, so instead of, I'm going to use a metaphor here. I got red jelly beans.
I want to get up here.
So let's soften the blow a little bit here. And maybe you won't remember because you've bitten jelly beans. But the word blessed comes from the German word blood. And remember when we talked about anointing and how anointing is getting smeared? Yep. So blessing is like a smearing. And that, so you get where it comes from, blood, bless, smear. Yep, you got it? Blood, bless, smear. And we get smeared with blessings. And sometimes our blessings have a little bit of blood in them. Sometimes the blessings that we get aren't the ones that we want, like shelters and grandma. Sometimes the blessings we get are a little more painful, a little more red. Does that make sense? A little harder to take. But we receive all of the blessings that God gives us, whether they're bloody or whether they're grandma's or whether they're starburst. Remember your blessings. Count them. One by one. Count them every day. And sometimes you can eat them. I'm nervous. May you remember your blessings today and tomorrow and all the days of your life. Oops, I got away. Will you pray with me? Will you bless one another? We need a little skin in this game, God. We need a little blood in our veins. Shoot some power of blessing and love through us, we pray, so that we remember. Amen. Amen. When you're going to Kids Quest, there's Macy and Anita. Have a wonderful time. Bye. Bye, Anna Faye. Bye, Caitlin. Bye, Austin. Don't you wish you were a kid's time?
today is taken from the sixth book of Luke. Jesus teaches and heals. He came down with them and stood on a level place, with a great crowd of his disciples, and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at the disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestor did to the false prophets."
Sermon is familiar, but it's different than the one which we maybe remember more or carry more in our hearts. This isn't the Sermon on the Mount, which is powerful and three chapters long. This is the Sermon on a Level Place, Sermon on the Plain. It's short. And also powerful. We heard this first part today, and then next Sunday, we will conclude the Sermon on the Plain. It's very short. Luke's sermon is different because Luke's understanding in the community creates a different understanding, a unique understanding of who Jesus is. In Matthew, the community of Matthew understood Jesus to be a superhero, to be a super Jew. Jesus was the best Jew, high and elevated and mighty, the one who fulfilled all of the law. Luke's Jesus isn't a superhero. Luke's Jesus, if you remember when we talked about the baptism of Jesus a few weeks ago, in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is about to be baptized by John the Baptizer out in the wilderness. Do you remember this? In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus gets in line with all the other yahoos waiting. Jesus gets in line with all the people who are waiting for their welfare check. Jesus gets in line with us. Jesus' work is done with us, with the people, in the daily of our lives. He came down from the mountain to stand on a level place. Like this. You see the image? It's on the cover of your bulletin and the picture on the screen. Do you know what that is? Do you know where that is? It's the Hartley Nature Center. Not too far from here. Do you recognize it? Jesus is on a level place right along with us. In places where we know, where we go every day. He's not escaping to the mountaintop, but he's coming down from it to give us the lay of the land. Jesus is down and dirty. He walks and talks and teaches and lives with us, meeting us exactly where we are. Jesus knows us and knows how we are in this world. And he says, let me give you a lay of the land. I know it looks like the rich, the happy, and the admired on their Instagram accounts, they have it all made on Facebook. Those who have it all together, I know they look like they're smeared in blessings. And the rest of us, the poor, the sad, the migrant, the excluded, those in line waiting for their welfare checks, we don't get the blessings or the favor of God. Good things. Jesus says, I know it looks like that and it feels like that, but it is not true. The kingdom of God belongs to the poor, the sad, the hungry, the homeless, the excluded. The kingdom of God belongs to the poor. Good news is given directly to the poor because God promises to overturn, to dismantle, to tear apart the systems of oppression and injustice that we create. And God wants us to be a part of this work in the world. God wants us to open our hearts, to be a channel, to be vessels, to be carriers of blessing and justice and generosity and peace. Now, I know pastors are supposed to be careful and not get too political in their preaching. It's a little iffy when you start talking politics and policy and how things should be done. But to be honest, you know, this is usually to make sure that preachers don't make anybody mad. Just sort of like how Starbucks wants to make sure everybody feels comfortable at Starbucks so they will continue to buy Starbucks, right? But the Bible is very clear. Jesus has some very clear things to say about how we should live with and treat the poor. How we live with the other in our midst. How we are to live in community as disciples of Jesus Christ. The way we live as disciples, as followers of Jesus, affects our lives. It does. The power in the gospel of Jesus influences every aspect of our lives. And when one Christian, let alone a whole boatload of Christians, affects and is affected by the gospel, it will affect and shape the whole world, the world around them. It is a maybe, in fact, kind of the point that we are to shape the world for good. That we are to be for the common good. We are, after all, the police. Not the police, not the po-po. The police, like P-O-L-I-S. The police, the people. The body. We are the body politic. The body of Christ. The personal is political. The political is personal. How we interact with one another, the love with which we hold one another, is our policy, guides our politics. And in this way, Jesus always keeps navigating us to and toward and through murky, deep water. In this way, Jesus always keeps us awake and engaged so that every day we need to evaluate who we are and how God is calling us and what we are supposed to do and where we need to go. and to consider always how much power we have in any situation, and how we might need to lay down our power or pick up our power so that God can channel God's love through us. Are you poor? Yes. And are you rich? Yes. And yes, really, let me tell you that we have all of the power, people like us have all of the power and privilege in the world. And in many cases, we have all of the money. I know we are poor. I know some of us are making it. It is hard without a stable bank account or savings account. But in general, people like us, we have more money than anybody else in the world. The United States, a population of 5% of the world, holds 50% of the world's wealth. So you are blessed. Now, what are you going to do with it? What will you do? What are you doing to create a more just and generous world? May it be so. follow Jesus, to be part of the revolution, give. Be part of the economic revolution. Step in line with Jesus and not follow the world that earns money, that holds on to money, that saves it, but gives freely. I invite you to give and receive. Participate in the practices of our faith. Participate in the revolution. I invite you to give and receive our morning offering.
Tupperware container, fill it with bars or cookies, and bring it back for next Sunday.
or fellowship hour will be sparse.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Oh, no. Oh, could you pass this to Donna?
One of the missions of the church. Is this on?
Yep, stick it right here.
Is the casting weekend that Beth just talked about. Wednesday afternoon, we have meatball makers present. So anyone that likes to make a meatball and weigh it on a people's scale, come with us. We'll be scrubbing potatoes. We'll be putting them through our kitchen witch in preparation for the starting of pasty making on Thursday morning. So we do need more volunteers. We have a lovely list out there. It's partially full, but we could always use more working hands. 1,000 is our goal. Now, if you don't have your order in, if you would please put them in the office on the desk. We cannot promise you that those orders will be filled. We'll try very hard, but we are ordering for 1,000. So, hope you get them in, and hope you enjoy, which I know you will. But if you want to help us out, please join us.
Thank you, Donna. Sister?
Trustees will meet in the master room.
Thank you. And the office will be closed tomorrow for President's Day. So I won't be present, but you can always, if you need to get a hold of me, my cell phone, I will carry it with me. I won't be here on Tuesday either. I have a clergy covenant group, but I will be back on Wednesday to help make pasties. So I won't be, I'm available via cell phone today, tomorrow. Or tomorrow, Tuesday.
This may not be appropriate, but the Parkinson's Support Group meets monthly, except for July and December, and we meet on Monday at Primrose Retirement Center from 10 to 11:30. So if you know anybody who has Parkinson's, it's a really good group, and the care partners come too.
And I have this week is going to be a tender and special time for our United Methodist Church, not just this church, but our United Methodist Church worldwide. I have a video from my friend, Shelley is a pastor who's going to the Louisiana Conference. Unfortunately, our bishop in Minnesota didn't create a video like this. He's very busy. So, but I know that he is would affirm the showing of this video, and so I invite you to take 2 minutes and watch this video from Louisiana. Click it, Becca.
Greetings, Louisiana Annual Conference. We are just days away from gathering in St. Louis for the special call session of General Conference. I know you still must have a lot of questions. I know that I still do. So I invite you, first of all, go to our website. All the information that you need to stay informed is there. I also invite you to just stay calm and carry on. We have ministry to do. In Louisiana, we say that we hold nothing sacred but the mission. There's not ever been a more important time for us to do that. So regardless of what's happening in St. Louis, there's still hungry people to feed at your mission field. There's still folk that need to hear the good news of Jesus. There's no better time to be preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. So I invite you to be in prayer for the 864 delegates that will gather in St. Louis over the world. Pray for their travel safety. Pray for wisdom. Most importantly, pray that the Spirit might break in and surprise all of us, that we might in fact be faithful to that which God has called us to do and be about at this call session. Pray for the bishops. I'm going to be very personal. Pray for me. I know that these are anxious times, but also for bishops. But I want to be faithful to my call to ministry and faithful to what you need here in Louisiana. You may wonder what's going to be happening during the week at General Conference. Well, we'll have reports, hopefully on a daily basis, to you, letting you know the top two or three things that are happening at General Conference. You'll hear from me. You'll hear from our delegates, those that you have elected to be at General Conference. So throughout this session, you will be hearing information from us. So again, stay informed. Pray. We'd ask asked you to pray from 223 to 226. It's February 23rd to February 26th. That's why 223 to 226. I've been asked that a lot of times. But I ask you to pray for that AM, PM, pray 24/7, whatever you need to do to make sure that your prayers are heard and that you give voice to this special session. I know that God is at work. That I know. I hear a lot of things, but what I actually absolutely know is that Jesus is Lord, that we have a mission field to care for, and that people are counting on people like you and me to bring the good news of Jesus. So remain faithful. Remain faithful to your call, laity and clergy, to be that disciple that transforms the world for Jesus Christ. Thank you, and I'll be praying for you as well.
Her name is Bishop Harvey, and she's the Bishop of Louisiana Conference, straight down the river from us. A helpful reminder, I hope it is. I don't encourage you to look at the Louisiana website. I'm not even sure I encourage you to look at the Minnesota website, but just know that we are gathering as a general conference February 23rd to February 26th. This is a special conference of our general conference, meaning people from all over the world are gathering together to discern a way forward. So I do encourage you to pray for our... It's very complicated, and it's about human sexuality and the ways forward, how we will engage, how we will be a church together among diversity, and with diversity of thought and diversity of theological perspective and background. So I invite you, encourage you to pray for our church, for this church always, and to pray for our United Methodist Church, especially at 2:23, from 2:23 to 2:26 every day. Set your alarm, not maybe in the morning, but in the afternoon. I would encourage you to do that. If you would like to talk to me or learn more about this special session, I would love to tell you about it. I think you've been talking about this for years, so we can talk about it some more. I invite you to join in singing our closing hymn. Let's start there. I invite you to rise as you are able and bind and listen.
Thank you.
Like, people want me to do it because I got the power, I got the authority, I got the money, I guess. But it's not true. You know, we just sang it. We just said it. You're all blessed. You are all capable of blessing others. You got the power. You got the authority. And I can remember in my seminary class where we learned how to bless people that day. There's one day you learn how to bless and then you're good. Well, they said at the end of the service, you gotta give them a powerful blessing so they go out in their week knowing that they can face whatever trouble they're gonna face. I know that we all got trouble, and we all have the power to encourage one another along the way. We need it. I invite you then to turn to the people who are around you, turn to yourself, and offer a benediction, a good word, a blessing for the week to come. Will you do that? Do it! Go ahead! You can do it!
I didn't know you two were good, but I'll say great.